When I was at the grocery store recently, I checked out the pet food aisle, and there were the usual bags and bags of dry food and kibble, but then there was also a whole refrigerator full of fresh food options for pets, right? Some of them said frozen fresh, a lot of them said grain-free, no byproducts, and one of them was beef, cranberries, and spinach. That seems like a weird combination, but maybe dogs like that. I met up with veterinarian Mindy Cohen and her dog Jem at a dog park in Philadelphia, and I asked her, is this food a better choice?
Well, a lot of people have kind of jumped on the gluten-free, grain-free bandwagon, and I think because it's becoming more popular for people and there's more awareness again of celiac disease, that people are thinking, oh, this could cause allergies in my dog, or this is not highly digestible. Well, grains really do get a bum rap, as do byproducts. So grains, for example, are actually nutritious. They're providing energy, carbohydrates for dogs and cats, and that's extremely important. They are easily digestible if they are processed appropriately, which most dog foods are going to take care of that. And the other thing is that grains are really not a culprit when it comes to causing allergies for dogs and cats. Less than 1% of dogs are truly intolerant of grains. So a lot of people are really under that misconception. And when it comes to byproducts, I hear people say, oh, I don't want to buy that if it has byproducts. Well, byproducts are merely a leftover ingredient when something else is being made. So we're talking about things like liver, kidneys, so organ meats that most people are not going to consume, but actually those byproducts contain more minerals and nutrients and protein than some of the muscle protein that most people eat. So it really also gets a bum rap, and it actually is nutritionally valid.
What about foods that are frozen or frozen fresh? I see that available now too.
Raw diets are extremely controversial. A lot of breeders will often recommend feeding that, and most veterinarians really do not believe in raw diets. In fact, the American Veterinary Medical Association, the American Animal Hospital Association, and the CDC all advocate against feeding raw diets. And the main issues when it comes to raw diets are, first, they're not cooked, so they contain microorganisms such as Salmonella, E. coli, Listeria. All of these bacteria can cause problems for the pets, and you also have to think about the fact that the pet owner is handling this food and maybe putting it on their cutting board, and so the family is also at risk for getting these pathogens as well as different parasites. And honestly, the main reason I will never feed Jem raw food is that the FDA has issued a statement that if you feed your dog raw food, you should not kiss it around its mouth or let it lick your face. Well, neither of those things are ever going to apply to me and Jem, so he will never be having raw food.
Mindy, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mikan.
Thank you, Jem.
Come on. He'll just sniff it.
You do not want to say anything. Mindy Cohen is a veterinarian, and her dog, Jem, doesn't bark.